But their father kept Benjamin, his youngest son, at home. "Joseph is dead," he said, "and I still weep for him. Now, if anything should happen to Benjamin, it would kill me." His sons tried to comfort him, but they felt very sad themselves, for they had never been able to forget how wicked they had been. How they wished that they had not sold their brother. When Joseph's brothers came near the great storehouses, they heard a cry, "Bow down for the great ruler of Egypt." So they bowed down to the ground, just as the ruler drove swiftly past. Then they stood up and followed the crowd of people who were going to buy grain. When their turn came to speak to the ruler, the brothers again bowed down to the ground. They did not know that this great ruler was the gentle little brother to whom they had said they would never bow down. But Joseph knew his brothers as soon as he saw them. He did not tell them who he was, for he said to himself, "I will find out first if they still hate me." After he had asked his brothers about their home and their family, he sold them some grain to take to their father.